B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So one of my girlfriends just came to me and told me she's going on a date with a guy who is significantly younger than she is.
By like 11 years, you said.
Yes. And here's the thing. My parents were 24 years apart. Like, they were very far apart in age. But they made it work, and my parents were in love until the day my dad passed away, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
But I think my parents were the exception to the rule, and I don't think that this typically works out quite so well. The other thing that my parents had that this relationship is the reverse of is my dad was the older one. She is the older one in this relationship.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't there an age gap between you and your husband?
Yeah, but he's older. Yeah. So I think it's, and this is
double
probably,
standard time.
I know, a little double standardy, but I think it's kind of okay when the man is older because of a maturity issue that you boys sometimes have.
No.
You mature a little later than women do.
I totally believe there's something to that, but I think there's also positives that I'd like to share with you as well.
You now, think that there could be positives in this relationship where she's dating somebody who's 11 years younger than she is?
She's 35?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that make?
I think, yeah.
I'm doing the math.
Roundabout. I don't want to...
5 minus 1 is 4. 24. He's 24. 24.
Think about when you were 24 years old. Like, this kid, my main concern is that he could still be in, like, that frat boy stage where he wants to go out and party until 4 a.m. and flirt with girls and, like...
Is she okay with shopping at American Eagle? And Abercrombie?
All the young places where it's, like, blasting music.
Yeah. Is she okay with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you see a picture of him?
Yeah, he's very attractive.
Okay.
Very, very attractive. He's what you would think.
They meet on Tinder or they meet in person?
On Tinder.
Oh. You know, me and 24, if you look at photos of me 24 now, I've aged not well. Like, I look like a baby back then.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Yeah, so we knew you when you were 24.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah,
I think it was the haircut back
then. You think
then.
It was? Yeah. Oh, I did not look good.
But I don't know. I just, Manny, what could possibly be positive out of this? Now, I will say one of the pros I was telling her is that he probably has a lot less baggage. Like, he doesn't have a ton of ex-girlfriends like somebody her age would.
Okay.
And, you know, no marriage or that kind of thing. But I don't know what else could be positive.
Like smiles and like maybe just look on life for a 35-year-old who is a professional woman who is in the dating world,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe frustrated because some of the guys she's with are busy and whatever. And a 24-year-old just might bring some innocence, a look of innocence, like, yeah, hey, I know you had a bad day at work, or I know that, you know, your boss was on you, but so what?
Like, live in the moment, like, type of thing?
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, so what? Let's go to Queen Park Social and just, seriously, let's go bowling, or let's go do something that maybe a 36, 37-year-old, 40-year-old guy is going to be like, let's stay home and relax.
Focus on finances and retirement.
It's raining out. It's raining out. Let's not motivate.
Yeah, I don't want her to feel like she's babysitting, I guess.
Okay, well, here's what we'll do. We'll turn it over to the MRL Show fam. You guys always have good answers for us. Lorraine's friend dating someone who's 11 years younger. She's 35. He's 24.
The woman being older in the relationship.
Will it work? Does it ever work when the woman dates the younger guy? And Roy, I don't know about in the gay community. What's that called?
Well, you know, there's daddies and there's a whole plethora of the whole other side to it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it can be relatable.
It could be, yeah.
It's no different.
It's no different.
Right.
At the end of the day, someone's going to be more mature and have a lot more wisdom. You know, things that I don't know if he would like. Maybe he wouldn't like the fact that she's always trying to teach him something. I would find that annoying.
He wouldn't like that.
He wouldn't like that. I would be like, gosh, can I just learn and screw up myself for myself? And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, we got a text from area code 7044 that said, y'all are stereotyping so hard. You're usually so open-minded. Just let them decide if they're going to work well together. But to be fair, she came to you and told you
that. Right. I'm not trying to stereotype anyone. My husband's 9 years older than I am. Like I said, my parents were 24 years apart.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's hard. And I've personally only dated younger once.
Yeah.
And I did feel like I was babysitting, the age gap was not 11 years then.
All right, Loren's friend wants to know, a little advice here. She's going on a date with a guy who's 11 years younger. If you've ever been...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In that spot, is it going to work?
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Angie in Waxhaw won $200. With 5 seconds to cash, we got $100 back in the jackpot. Your next chance to win at noon with Cameron. You gotta listen. All you have to do is know the name of the song, and you call in, be calling number 9, tell us, and you win the cash.
Just the name. That's all we're asking for. But we were talking about people dating, and if dating a younger man is going to work out for my friend who is dating or is going to go on a date with a guy who's 11 years younger than she is. And somebody had texted in and said, you know, you guys are usually so open-minded, and that I'm not being closed-minded about it. I'm just concerned for my friend.
But your friend asked.
And she did ask.
It's probably a win-win for both if you really think about it.
Well, and I was just concerned with, like, maybe the fact that he would not be ready for a committed relationship at 24 and, you know, just some of those things.
I mean, he gets to, you know, he might find, like I told her earlier, he may find it annoying that he constantly has to be taught something,
mm-hmm.
but then in regards to other things, he might enjoy being taught.
Mom-splained,
if you know what
Mom-splained?
I mean.
Mom-splained? Ew, don't say that.
That's gross. She hasn't been married or anything, right?
No.
No kids?
No. Okay. No kids, not married.
So all these, this is a great conversation to have because there's a ton of people texting us right now saying that they get what you're saying, Loren. My husband is 6 years younger than me, area code 951 says. Can be childish and immature at times, but that's just how men are. But he adores me and loves me, and we've been married 21 years now. Next month.
See, yeah. That's great to hear because I think that is my main concern for her. I just want them to be compatible. And when a woman dates an older man, men typically mature more slowly than women do, and women mature faster. So if you're dating an older guy, it's kind of like you're the same age.
Well, Manny is immature, and he's in his 40s.
He's dating or he's married to somebody 9 years younger than him.
I remember yesterday we got an email from a grandma who says that I relate most to the grandkids.
Yeah.
That's so true.
That is true.
Maybe
never matured.
Let's talk to the MRL show fam who's going to give us some advice. If you were in this spot, by the way, ladies, you dated a guy who was younger than you. Did it work? What are some things you need to look out for? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Cody and Shelby. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, bud. What would you like to say?
Hey, man. I tend to date older ladies because I had to grow up fast and but I was dating a couple years ago a lady who was 10 years older than myself, and actually I was the one that was more mature.
Really?
In what ways?
Well, she was the one always wanting to go to the clubs, get drunk. I was the one wanting to watch the finances, take care of things that needed to be taken care of first, make sure bills were paid, stuff like that.
Wow, you're like an old soul.
Well,
lies beyond your years.
Maybe, like, you know, you're saying that she wanted to go out and party and that kind of stuff, and maybe that's why she was looking for a younger man.
Probably.
Because she wanted to feel young or younger.
Is that a thing?
But not that that's... I'm not saying that, I mean, that's my age group. I'm not saying that that's old in any way, mm-hmm. shape, or form. I'm just saying maybe in her mindset, she wanted that lifestyle still, and that's why she decided to date younger.
Okay. And by the way, your friend is deciding to date younger because she's physically attracted to this guy that she saw on Tinder.
Yeah, it's not, she's never really dated anybody of this age bracket before, so that's why she kind of was asking me about it.
I love that he's 24.
All right, 704-570-9595. Kristen in Burnsville, what would you like to say?
So I am definitely used to the age gap
because I just got engaged to a guy that's 15 years older than me after 8.5 years. But some of our best friends also have a 15-year age gap, but she's older than him.
And how does that work out for them?
It worked out great, which, I mean, she was married previously. She had kids. He didn't want kids. You know, now that they're getting older, the kids are grown. He didn't have to raise anybody else's children. You know, it worked out better with them. But as far as, like, the maturity and stuff goes, she kind of got to relive sort of, like, her younger years that she missed out on when she was with her first husband. She got to do more things and experience more life.
Okay.
And so it's kind of cool for them, and especially, like, I hate to say, like, compatibility-wise, like, women peak in their moving furniture prime in their 40s or late 30s, where men peak in their early 20s.
Right. So thanks, maybe Kristen. That's a match made in heaven.
Wait, I'm already on the downhill?
What? Can you believe it, Roy?
What?
By the way, I think once you get over, like, 27, the age thing goes out the window. But now, at this age, he's kind of young.
We got a text message from area code 980 who says there's a definitive answer to this. And we'll get to that coming up just after 9 on the MRL Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.